Wednesday, March 16th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, I want to take you to an opinion piece that appeared recently in World Magazine by Russell Vault. The name of the piece, Cultural Fights Are Political Opportunities. In this op-ed, he cites Politico and says, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee is warning its incumbent members that issues such as critical race theory, open borders policy, and efforts to defund the police are alarmingly potent and therefore must be confronted vigorously. The potency of these issues are not surprising, particularly in the aftermath of Glenn Youngkin's gubernatorial victory in the blue state of Virginia last fall, in the campaign where there was so much focus on CRT and parental involvement in school curriculum. However, what is ironic is that this conclusion runs counter to the deeply held political beliefs of the Republican Party campaign class that has broadly sought to run away from cultural issues for decades.
So, Tom, what we're looking at is something that everyone knows has been there. People who have concerns about the morality in the culture have gravitated toward the Republican Party because of its political philosophy of conservatism. And conservatism, by definition, seeks to conserve values that allow for the stability and functionality of a culture. And that would be issues such as ethics, family, law, and how law protects liberty. Those are discussions that naturally would draw someone from a Christian world and life view into that political arena. But in the Republican Party, there are those who are more than happy for individuals who embrace the opportunity to engage in politics in order to make their voice known in the public square because they have been discipled from the Word of God in terms of public theology. And so the Republican Party is more than happy to have their presence and their votes, but the Republican Party elite has not wanted those who have a public theology that they want introduced into public policy to be debated in the public square through politics. They don't want that. What they want is their vote, but they don't want their policies, and they certainly don't want the policies front and center. This interesting phenomena in the Republican Party has been taking place for years. You could see it initially in the Richard Nixon years, where Nixon was glad for Christians to be engaged in the public party to vote for the candidates that were there, but he did not want those issues that they were concerned about to become front and center. The Republican Party says, no, what we want to promote are the pocketbook issues, the kitchen table issues, smaller but not small government, free enterprise, economic issues. We want to talk about taxes, but we want to keep at arm's length their passion for the sanctity of life, the sanctity of marriage, the sanctity of sexuality within the context of marriage. We don't want those issues to become front and center. Many people have derisively called it country club, chamber of commerce Republicans, and then the passionate conservative Republicans who are motivated from a desire to bring the truth of God's word for the benefit of society through public policies that reflect public theology. That in the public square, we walk humbly with God, we love mercy, and we do justice from a biblical world and life view. Well, that's been the managing dynamic. Now, they got a little uneasy in the Reagan years because Reagan was drawn to some of these issues of cultural ethics, the sanctity of life in terms of crime and punishment, and the sanctity of life in terms of addressing the issue of abortion. But then they kind of got it back into center so that Christians were voting with them and their affirmation of the issues, but not their promotion of the cultural issues. That's not what they did. The Republicans believe they need the independent voters to vote, and the independent voters are turned off by the cultural issues. They are turned on to the kitchen table issues and to the pocketbook issues. Well, now there's been a shift. COVID-19 was an interesting moment as what was being done in the culture now got access through this technology of Zoom and streaming and now education that was coming into the home, and parents are seeing what their children are taught. Now they became access. Now they became available through technology and awareness of it. And now independents, as well as conservative Christians, have said, hey, these are pretty important issues. How are you going to have a culture when you lose the stability of the family? Marriage, where parents have responsibility for their children, and the cultural elite do not have the right to usurp our responsibility for our children. And so now there is a concern, not simply by those who, by virtue of their Christianity, are oriented to those positions, but by others who are saying, look, we can't have a society of anarchy. And so people are starting to have some issues there. We do not want autonomy and anarchy. We want ordered liberty. All right, let's look at the issue of order. So now these issues are coming front and center. Tom, there's something else that's happening. It's not simply that the issues that are addressed by Christian theology to produce public policy that blesses humanity, not only are the issues being surfaced, but now there are elected officials who know how to think Christianly. They not only ran on the issues, they think that way. They see life with a biblical world and life view. They see life through the sanity of a God-centered view of life that has been the underpinning of Western civilization as it shed the destructiveness of paganism and barbarianism and embraced a culture of order, a culture of sanity, a culture of civility. That's what people are now being drawn back to. And not only do you have the issues are leading the way, but you have elected officials who are leading the way as they debate with civility, rationality, and they bring sanity back to the public square instead of the insanity of secularism. Tom, I have three of them in the church I pastor. Two of them serve in the state. One of them serves nationally as a congressman. People of conviction, they don't try to make the state into the church, and they don't might try to make the state into the family, but they do know what the state is supposed to do so that the church and the family can operate with order, protection, and God-given liberties. They understand that, and so they're bringing that kind of a perspective that is embedded in our Constitution, and they now know how to ward off the intrusions of secularism on the floor of debate and on the floor of legislation and in the judiciary. We're seeing rationality through candidates who have embraced a biblical world and life view. We call it putting life in biblical perspective. Now the Chamber of Commerce and country club Republicans who wanted to control the agenda have found actually the agenda they wanted to rule out is the one that's ruling in the culture, and the best candidates they have are those with a personal commitment to that agenda, and they know how to get into the public square winsomely, consistently, with conviction and compassion. I think that's what this World Magazine article has rightly uncovered. Tom, it's a burden that we have in this program, Today in Perspective, taking the issues of life, putting them into biblical perspective in order to open the doors for the gospel solutions.
There are a number of ways you can stay in touch with us here at Today in Perspective. The best way is by downloading the Briarwood app. It is available through your favorite app store. Simply go to that app store, type in Briarwood PCA. You'll have access to audio, video, and written resources that will challenge your walk in the Lord Jesus Christ. The app is yours free of charge. Well, do stop by again tomorrow, Thursday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today and Perspective.